This is the Student Leadership News Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Student Leadership News Podcast. We are in for a super exciting episode today. So if you're joining us, you are in for an absolute treat. We are talking about something that has been very, very significant in my leadership journey. And to be honest, just in my life in general. If you haven't seen the title yet, we are talking about getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And this is something that I have always lived by. So we're going to talk a little bit about comfort zones today and why getting out of your comfort zone is actually really, really important in leadership. One of the most important things you can possibly do, because if you're getting out of your comfort zone, you're growing. And if you're not getting out of your comfort zone, you're not growing. So what happens if you don't get out of your comfort zone, if you go through your whole leadership journey and just play it safe and stay within your comfort zone, you're going to have much less impact and you're going to stay the same person and you're never going to grow your character. So there's actually so many disadvantages to not getting out of your comfort zone, not even just in leadership, but as an individual person as well. If you are never stretching yourself in leadership or in life, you're never going to grow your character. You're never going to improve. And you're never going to get better, especially if you are a new leader. There's obviously going to be so many things that you've never done before. And you need to be willing to do those things to get out of your comfort zone, because the only way that you're going to learn and to grow as a leader and as a person is if you are getting out of your comfort zone. So what happens when you do get out of your comfort zone? You obviously, like I said, you build your character. You also build confidence and self-trust, which is so big when you're in leadership. It's really important that you have those traits of confidence and self-trust. Your impact is limitless because you aren't confined within your comfort zone. Imagine if you're just doing the things that feel comfortable to you and saying no to all of the things that feel really uncomfortable. You're going to be doing less and making less impact on those around you, which you're a leader because you want to help people and you want to make impact. And that impact is really, really limited if you're just staying within your comfort zone and playing it safe. The bottom line is you can't become a better leader if you aren't willing to be uncomfortable. So we're going to be diving a little bit deeper into this topic of getting out of your comfort zone. We're going to be talking about specifically why we actually avoid discomfort and why discomfort is important. So we're going to go a bit deeper into that. So we're going to be talking about your leadership and your personal character as well, why it's important. And then we're going to go into three practical ways that you can actually start to get out of your comfort zone every single day. That's right, every single day. Okay, so we're going to start off with talking about why we avoid discomfort. Because it's all well and good to say, oh, well, just get out of your comfort zone. But there is a reason that we don't choose to get out of our comfort zones. And basically the simple idea of it is we avoid uncomfortable things because we prefer to feel comfortable and safe, right? I think that's a given. But we don't like how it feels to be challenged. And obviously when you're getting out of your comfort zone, you feel challenged. And as humans, we don't like that feeling. We don't like that feeling of getting challenged because it hurts our ego. And when you stay in your comfort zone, you can't be challenged. Hence, we avoid discomfort at all costs. Unless you're intentionally working towards getting out of your comfort zone. So some of the reasons we don't like feeling challenged is because it can feel awkward because it's new. We're scared of failing. We're worried about what others might think, and we don't want to feel embarrassed if we don't get it right. So there's all these fear-based responses that we can have to feeling challenged and getting out of our comfort zone. And you'll notice that they are all fear-based. So most of the time, it's actually not the situation itself that we're scared of. It's the actual feeling that we might get if we do allow ourselves to step out of our comfort zone and be challenged. Sometimes it does hurt the ego to get out of your comfort zone, because sometimes we do feel like we've failed, or sometimes we are worried about what other people might think. They're just some examples, but it does often serve as a threat to our ego. Your brain is always trying to keep you safe. It's actually not trying to help you grow. And it's really important to know that, And know that when all these fears do come up, it's just your brain trying to protect you. Your brain is not on the side of, yeah, let's grow, let's keep improving, let's get out of our comfort zone. Your brain is on the side of trying to keep you safe and protect you. Your brain, I'm sure we can all agree with this, your brain makes it sound so much scarier than it actually is. Because what it actually does is it signifies danger and gives you all of the reasons in the world why you shouldn't do the thing. So for your brain, it's this massive deal. So it's our job to then recognize the ego, acknowledge the ego, acknowledge the thoughts and what it's trying to protect us from. You can't get rid of the fear. The fears are always going to be there. The thoughts are always going to be there as to why you shouldn't get out of your comfort zone. You can't get rid of them. So you need to start working with them. So something I like to do to combat this is think of what it is that I'm actually afraid of happening. I'm just going to give an example, like going up and talking to someone new. If that is something that is considered as getting out of my comfort zone at the time, and I want to go up and talk to a new person, but then my brain starts going crazy, starts being dramatic, starts thinking of all these reasons why I shouldn't do it, I think about what it actually is that I'm afraid of happening. So for example, for me, maybe I'm scared of them rejecting me and, you know, just completely like giving me the cold shoulder or just not being interested at all. So it's that fear of rejection. And as soon as you've identified that fear, it makes it less scary because your brain amps it up to be this massive deal. Your brain is being so dramatic. You're not going to die because someone rejects you. So once you've identified the fear, already it makes it feel less scary and you can acknowledge that it's just your brain trying to protect you. The next thing to do is to challenge the fear and ask yourself, is that actually likely? If I was to go up and talk to someone new and start a new conversation with someone, is it actually likely that they would just completely ignore me or they would be really rude to me or they would just like turn around and walk away? Probably not. Maybe, but probably not. And even if it did happen, ask yourself, could I handle it? The answer is most of the time, yeah, you could handle it. If they were to be really rude to me, turn around, walk away or reject me in some way, tell me to shut up, I don't know. If they were to do that, I could absolutely handle that. And at the end of the day, that says more about their character than what it does on me anyway. Identifying the fear, what you're actually afraid of, makes it less scary. And then challenging the fear by asking, is that likely? And if that did happen, could I handle it? Most of the times, the answer is yes. And already that fear starts to become a lot smaller. Most fears are hugely exaggerated. Most won't happen. And if it does, you can handle it. So that's a little bit why we avoid discomfort. It's mostly just our ego trying to protect us. But now I want to talk a bit more about why discomfort is important. And I'm speaking from experience here as well, because there's so many times where I've had to get out of my comfort zone. I've had to do that to be able to grow, to push myself. And on the other side of that is character building and becoming a better leader. Everything that builds you as a leader is on the other side of discomfort because it stretches you to new experiences, new perspectives, and new lessons. If you're never giving yourself the opportunity to have new experiences and get out of your comfort zone, how do you expect to gain new perspectives and be taught new things? That is how you become a better leader and a better person, is from constantly growing, evolving, and being willing to get out of your comfort zone. So I want to talk about the three key things that you will develop from getting out of your comfort zone. The main three things that you will see build if you do allow yourself to get out of your comfort zone regularly. The first one is confidence. I can't tell you the amount of times I've heard leaders ask for more confidence. How do I build more confidence? This is one of the main ways that you can build confidence in yourself and as a leader, because a lot of the times I feel like we're just sitting around waiting for the confidence before we want it, before we do something. We say, oh, when I'm more confident, then I'll go and do the thing. But the truth is, the confidence doesn't come first. You actually build it by doing the hard things. So unfortunately, you do actually have to be willing to get out there, do the hard things in order to build your confidence. It just makes sense, right? There's no point waiting for the right time or the right moment when your confidence is at its peak, because chances are that's actually not going to come. That time's not going to come. You need to get out there, get out of your comfort zone, do the hard thing. And then after you've done that over and over and over, your confidence starts to build. When I first started public speaking, I was terrified. But I didn't wait for the right moment and for my confidence to peak. I knew that I had to get out there and do it, otherwise my confidence would never grow. And more that I've done it, the more my confidence has grown. The second thing that you'll develop from getting out of your comfort zone is self-trust, which is massive in leadership. You need to have an element of self-trust and knowing I can handle this. And the only way that you can give your brain evidence that you can handle hard things is by putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. I like to call it a hard things I've done resume. And the more hard things you choose to do, the more your brain actually gains evidence that, okay, I can actually handle that. And getting out of my comfort zone, I have the self-trust to know that I'll be able to get through that. And I know that everything's going to work out. And you keep strengthening that self-trust the more and more that you get out of your comfort zone. Because if you've never tried anything hard, your brain has no proof that you can handle it. So of course it's going to be terrified. So although your comfort zone, getting out of your comfort zone is always going to feel scary, the more self-trust you build, it's going to be less and less scary. And you're going to have this foundation of self-trust that you know that you'll be able to get through it. The third thing is growth. Obviously, we've spoken about this a little bit, and this is a huge, huge key thing that you'll develop if you get out of your comfort zone, and that is growth. Like I said, if you don't stretch yourself, you ain't growing. If you only ever do what's easy, you're going to stay exactly the same. And I actually have a story that I want to share with you about this. And it was a really defining moment for me where after I did this and got out of my comfort zone and did the hard thing, I thought to myself, wow, like that genuinely built my character. And I was so proud of myself. I was in New Zealand with the work team and we all decided to go on this bike ride. And there was a few members of the team who are actually cyclists, so they were like smashing it, you know. But for me, I hired an e-bike because I'm not a cyclist, but I still wanted to join in. So I hired an e-bike and we all went on this ride, and it was about an hour bike ride to the town that we were riding to. And I never ride bikes ever. So by the time I got to the place that we stopped at, it was an hour bike ride, and I was so sore. Every part of my body was so sore. Like, I never ride bikes. So I was like, this is so painful. And to be honest with you, after stopping at that town and having a bit to eat and whatever, chilling, I did not feel like going back, like riding an hour all the way back to our hotel. To make things worse, when we left the breakfast spot that we're at, it started raining so hard and the wind was actually ridiculous, like enough to like blow you off your bike. So in that moment, we're here, I'm exhausted. I'm like, I don't even want to ride back in the first place, let alone in this torrential rain and wind. And New Zealand, you know, it's hilly, it's steep. There's some hills and stuff that you've got to get through. Yes, I was on an e-bike, but I'm not an experienced bike rider. Like, this is out of my comfort zone for me. And so anyways, in that moment, there was a few members of the team who decided to stay back and not do the bike ride back to the hotel and wait for one of the team members to come and drive and pick them up. That's okay. That's fine. But in that moment, and I was so tempted, to stay on the side of the road and hang with the other team and wait for my lift so I didn't have to ride in this disgusting weather, let alone when I'm already exhausted. But in that moment, I was like, you know what? Let's just do it. Let's just push through. Let's take on the challenge and let's ride back. So I did. And let me tell you, that bike ride back was not fun. I was in so much pain to the point where I was almost throwing up. So embarrassing. But anyways, to the point where I was almost throwing up, the rain and the wind was just making it so much worse. I had my hoodie on and it was getting absolutely drenched. So mix that with the wind and I was absolutely freezing. Plus, I was going up all of these hills, steep hills. And literally during the bike ride, I had to chant to myself, I can do hard things. I can do hard things. And this might sound really dramatic, but in that moment, I was struggling and all of these negative things were coming into my brain being like, oh my gosh, this sucks. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't have done this. Like all these negative things, but I knew that wasn't productive. So I started chanting to myself, I can do hard things. I can do hard things. I started picturing myself in the sauna to try and warm my body up somehow psychologically. Anyways, when I got back to the hotel, I just felt this overwhelming sense of accomplishment. I was like, I can't believe I just did that. Like, for some people, that probably wasn't that hard. And for some of the team, it wasn't. But for me, I got out of my comfort zone. I pushed myself. I stretched myself. And on the other side of that was growth. And I was actually so proud of myself. I felt so accomplished. And if I didn't make that decision in that moment to ride back and do the hard thing, get out of my comfort zone and stretch myself, I would not have had that feeling. In that moment where you can either decide to get out of your comfort zone or decide not to get out of your comfort zone, just know that there's probably a huge sense of accomplishment on the other side of that, along with that, growing your self-trust and growing your confidence. So now that we've spoken a bit about why we avoid discomfort and why getting out of your comfort zone is so important, I'm going to talk about now three practical ways to get out of your comfort zone. So how you can practically do this in everyday life. And maybe you're feeling really, really overwhelmed right now and you're like, oh my gosh, I've got to do like all these scary things now. No, it's not like that. The first practical way to get out of your comfort zone is to start small. You don't need to do these absolutely astronomical, like really scary things. You can start small. You don't need to try and become a completely different person overnight because that's not going to happen. It's important to know that everyone's comfort zone will look completely different. So it's important to think about what is uncomfortable for you. What's uncomfortable for me might not be uncomfortable for you. And what's uncomfortable for you might not be uncomfortable for me. We're all different. So it's important to think about what's uncomfortable for you. And it's usually pretty easy to tell what those things are because you have that icky or that scared feeling about doing it. You have those thoughts in your head running wild. So for an example, for me, I like talking to new people. I think it's fun, but I do know there are a lot of people who don't enjoy that. And I'm sure that there's so many things that you wouldn't find uncomfortable that I would find uncomfortable. Like if I was to go skydiving or something or like bungee jumping, that's just not for me. Like that is not my thing. But I'm sure for other people, they're like, yeah, get me in that plane. Like I can't wait to jump out of that plane and go skydiving. Not for me. So everyone's comfort zones are completely different. So you need to think about what it is for you that is considered as getting out of your comfort zone. And some daily examples that you can use in everyday life is, for example, put your hand up once in class. If talking in front of the class is really scary for you, put your hand up and share one idea or share one answer in class. Or you could talk to one new person that day. You could share one idea in a group setting. You could speak in front of the class. Maybe there's an oral presentation or something coming up and you're usually the one who's like, doesn't participate in the presentation. Maybe get out of your comfort zone and speak in front of the class. Be part of that presentation. The second practical way is to do it before you feel ready. I want to tell you something. No one, and I mean no one, ever feels ready to get out of their comfort zone. Even your mentors, even your idols, even your teachers, even the big leaders of the world, no one ever feels ready to get out of their comfort zone. It's just a decision they make to do it, even when it feels scary. That is the only difference between you and the person that you look up to, is that they just choose to do it anyway, even though they're scared. So it really is just a decision. You're never actually going to feel ready. When I first started this job and the public speaking role, there was not one part of me that felt ready to get up on stage in front of thousands of people and speak to student leaders. But I just did it. I just did it anyway. I made the decision and I was like, I've just got to do it. The third practical thing is don't wait for the right time because there isn't one, okay? And also it's important to note that you need to be okay with being clunky because if you're expecting perfection, you're automatically going to disappoint yourself. So you need to go in with realistic expectations. Know that it's okay to mess up. It's okay to be wrong the first time. It's okay to be clunky the first time because I guarantee if it's your first time at something, it ain't going to be perfect. So you can't go in expecting that. Otherwise, you will never want to get out of your comfort zone ever again. So those are some quick practical tips to get out of your comfort zone. So I hope now from this episode, you've got a really good idea of why it is so important to get out of your comfort zone. Now you can intentionally think about ways that you can get out of your comfort zone to stretch yourself and grow yourself. because it truly is so important, and you're only going to end up making more impact on people if you are willing to step out and stretch yourself and do the hard things. So my challenge to you to wrap up this episode is to pick one thing. Just start with one thing that is uncomfortable to do this week. It could be something big. It could be something small. Just pick one thing. Start with one thing and challenge yourself to do that thing this week. Challenge yourself to make the decision to say, yeah, you know what? I accept the challenge. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do that thing that I'm terrified of, because I know that on the other side of that, there is so much growth. I'm going to build my self-confidence. I'm going to build my self-trust. And I'm going to do the thing. I want to start building evidence in my brain that I can handle hard things. Anyways, I hope you have enjoyed this episode as much as I have. And I wish you all the best in getting out of your comfort zone and getting comfortable being uncomfortable. As always, if you did love this episode and you think someone else needs to hear it, please share it with your team, share it with a friend. It's been so much fun chatting to you today, and I can't wait to speak to you in the next episode. Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Student Leadership News Podcast. Interact with us on social media and follow the news online at studentleadership.news.